We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
No, a very smart boy. And you are, who would like to eat the skin, huh?
Hello, cherished viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 85 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Chile, we have 3 new cable channels. In Santiago, Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbayan, Anfion, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Salgum Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bellavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista. In Villamayor, in El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batang, and Pocora. Channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Daegang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshun City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Independence Day of Antigua and Barbuda is celebrated. In intercultural news, Brazil hosts an Islamic art exhibition. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Mohammed VI Foundation for Environmental Protection of Morocco. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 1st, is World Vegan Day, which begins World Vegan Month. Celebrated around the globe since 1994, this special time is an opportunity to raise awareness about the lifestyle of kindness and its lasting benefits for us and the planet. Festivals, plant-based food fairs, film screenings, discussions, food preparation shows, and much more are happening during this compassionate event. Encouraging organic vegan farming and writing to your government representative to advocate for cruelty-free legislations can also be part of this peaceful promotion. Let's all join in saving our precious world by adopting the plant-based diet. Happy World Vegan Day!
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Relief News Update from Guatemala. In early October, torrential rains along with mudslides struck the country, claiming the lives of two children and affecting 40,000 people. With parts of the country still recovering from other storms occurring at the end of September, many people were rendered homeless, especially in the department of Petén. Expressing her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $5,000 and asked that our nearby association members please check with local governments and agencies to see if help was required. Including contributions made by our association members, the combined $8,800 donation could purchase $79,000 in needed supplies acquired in the United States based on Guatemala's cost of living. Our association members from Costa Rica and the United States formed a relief team to go to the most affected areas, covering their own travel and related expenses of about $3,000. Per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is their report.
October 2010, Most Compassionate Master. After evaluating the disaster with the National Coordinator for Disaster Reduction, or CONRED, representative in the Department of Petén, Yobani Martinez, we learned that the municipality of La Libertad had not received food from anyone. 10% of all families in the town are homeless, while the other 90% has been supported by large agencies such as the United Nations World Food Program. So on October 15, our team went to distribute food supplements throughout 9 communities in Petén's La Libertad, covering the entire 450 families of 7 members each for 7 days with food. Each packet contained rice, beans, oil, sugar, salt, cornmeal, and caipirinha, or soy milk for children, and a bag with an SOS flyer to share information on the vegan diet and climate change. Cookies were also given to all children from the 9 affected communities. People were rejoicing and very grateful for the unconditional love of our beloved master. They sent messages full of good wishes to Supreme Master Qinghai for the food and for her displays of love and concern for the Guatemalan people. Once again, members of the relief team of Costa Rica and the United States are grateful for the opportunity provided by our beloved master to learn about the great lesson of love and sharing with our less fortunate neighbor brethren. With all our love, Relief Team in Guatemala. Supreme Master Qinghai replied to our association members' letter as follows. Thank you for your love and care for the afflicted. Please check to see if we can buy some more urgent items, such as clothes and blankets for children and those much in need. I include $10,000 more. All my love and tears of prayers. God bless you and the people you serve. Qinghai.
We appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these details, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our thankfulness, National Coordinator for Disaster Reduction Personnel and helping agencies such as the UN World Food Program for your timely support, as we also send our gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional assistance. We pray for the Guatemalan people's soon recovery of their productive everyday lives as we boost our own efforts to restore the balance of our planet.
Rare twister hits Malaysian town. A storm that is being called a mini-tornado touched down in Mata Ayer, Jejawi, in Perlis State on Thursday, October 28th, collapsing rooftops and uprooting signboards, as it also damaged more than 50 structures, overturned a vehicle, and halted traffic. Malaysia's meteorological department reported no warning of the gale, saying that their radar did not detect the cloud formations usually associated with such an event. There were fortunately no injuries reported, and a relief center was opened for anyone needing shelter. Regional officials stated that assistance would be provided for any necessary repairs. We are grateful for the general safety of the area residents and wish them smooth resuming of their regular daily lives. May such unforeseen calamities become a thing of the past as we strive to care more lovingly for our planetary home.
Formosa or Taiwan struck by a series of quakes. Beginning late Friday evening, October 29th, northeastern and eastern Formosa were jolted over the next 8 hours by a total of 15 tremors. The earthquakes were censored in Yilan and Hualien County, with two measuring above 4.0 on the Richter scale. There were thankfully no reports of damage or injuries. While officials at Formosa's Central Weather Bureau said the tremors did not foretell a stronger quake to come, residents of hilly regions were cautioned of increased mudslide risk due to torrential rains the previous week. We thank the Formosan or Taiwanese officials for providing information to ease concerns and help ensure public safety. May such distressing events subside as humanity regards all beings with kinder consideration.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
NATO to reduce Kosovo troops. On Friday, October 29th, Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, Anders Fogh Rasmussen, announced plans to reduce by half the number of troops stationed in Kosovo since 1999. Some 5,000 soldiers will thus be departing over the next few months in recognition of the area's increasing stability. Secretary General Rasmussen stated, "The security conditions in Kosovo continue to improve, which is a positive sign not only for Kosovo, but for the whole region." We thank Secretary General Rasmussen and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization for this decision that furthers the peace and safety of both soldiers and Kosovar residents. Wishing the gentle-hearted people of Kosovo harmonious relations expanding to all nations of the world.
North and South Koreans reunite. On Saturday, October 30th, the first of two groups of South Koreans traveled to the North Korea's Mount Kumgang Resort to be reunited with their northern relatives for the first time in 60 years. Upon encountering each other, some family members burst into joyful tears, while others held hands and exchanged photographs. Most of the reunited are elderly, having been granted the wish to see relatives prior to their passing. Among those reunited was a 96-year-old South Korean mother with her 71-year-old North Korean daughter and a 90-year-old North Korean father who met his 61-year-old son and three brothers from the South. This is the first intra-Korean reunion taking place in over a year, with a second set of groups scheduled to meet this coming Wednesday. Our respectful appreciation, North and South Korean governments, for your cooperation in making these touching family reunions possible. May such meetings become more frequent, bringing hope and joy to loved ones as well as harmony to the Korean Peninsula.
European Union seal ban goes into full effect. On Thursday, October 28th, the European Union General Court ruled to overturn the previous suspension of a ban on importing seal products. With European judge Mark Jager's rescinding of the suspension, the ban now goes into full effect and prohibits trade in products from all commercial seal hunts, including those in Canada, Namibia, and Norway. International Fund for Animal Welfare's, or IFAW's, European Union director, Leslie O'Donnell, commended the ruling, saying, "This ban is about the right of Europeans to say no to products that stem from cruel and unnecessary hunts." IFAW will continue to work to defend this right and to defend the EU seal ban. Honorable Judge Jager and European Union General Court, we laud your humane decision as we also send earnest thanks to the International Fund for Animal Welfare and all involved in supporting this life-saving measure. May many countries be similarly motivated toward measures that uphold and protect all cherished co-inhabitants that grace our earth. Save Our Planet, agreement reached at major UN Biodiversity Conference. The two-week United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity in Nagoya, Japan, has concluded on a successful note, thanks to the marathon talks of representatives hailing from over 190 nations, who worked together for 10 days seeking ways to better protect the planet's ecosystem and endangered species. Among the participants was Oscar-nominated U.S. actor, producer, and board member of the group Conservation International, Harrison Ford, who urged leaders to take action.
I think it's in our own human self-interest to put national interest aside to the extent that it's necessary and possible, and to come together on an international basis to support biodiversity. It is the foundation of life on Earth. It's in the interest of every nation, the community of nations, to come together and focus on a very time-critical issue.
After discussing late into the night of Friday, October 29, delegates finalized a 20-point strategic plan to protect 17% of the world's land and 10% of the oceans by 2020. Currently, only about 12.5% of land and less than 1% of oceans are protected. To achieve these new objectives, wealthier nations are committed to financially assist less developed nations in necessary measures for reducing pollution, over-exploitation, and habitat destruction.
However, despite the success of their accord, some scientists and other concerned advocates pointed out that these goals are not large enough and that other measures, such as a change in human diet, are key to the crucial conservation of Earth's wildlife and resources. In fact, studies presented by the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency and the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, revealed that reducing meat consumption would be among the single most effective ways to more quickly halt biodiversity loss. Furthermore, it was found that combining the plant-based diet with other nature preservation initiatives could bring even greater ecological and economic benefits.
Green Master Television, my question is, UN mentioned in a recent report that plant-based diet is an immediate solution for it. How can we cooperate each other to attain this goal?
You're referring to the overall question of consumption footprints on our planet. It's much of the work that UNEP, by drawing on the science related to agriculture, to consumption patterns, production patterns, brings out. What is quite clear that we are, as we look towards the linked issues of loss of biodiversity, ecosystems, food security, carbon emissions associated with the agricultural sector and the livestock sector, we also have an opportunity here to change, in a sense, a number of impacts.
For example, being a little more vegetarian, that would be a really major contribution to the biodiversity problem. And there are others, but that one would be a big one. And in fact, there is a really high environmental cost in eating meat, and it would be much more efficient to eat lower in the food chain, that is for more people to be vegetarians.
Our gratefulness, Dr. Larry Gowdery, Executive Director Steiner, Mr. Harrison Ford, and all participants at this pivotal meeting for your dedication to safeguarding the inhabitants of our precious Earth. May the most constructive policies quickly be adopted to save all natural species and thus humankind, starting from the immediately effective, sustainable, vegan lifestyle.
As in this April 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai has often pointed out that the most time and cost feasible solutions also consider the survival of all lives.
We should all remember that we share this planetary abode, the water, the air, the resources, the food, all of nature. We share only. We should not be possessive of nature. So the best thing we can do for all the animals is to stop causing suffering to them, stop killing them, stop eating them, stop damaging all our habitats, stop damaging our environment. Be veg, go green, and save their planet too, the planet of the animals. It restores the balance of our ocean and forest and preserves our finite natural resources. This is truly the best way to restore our environment and ensure the highest degree of peace. Such a simple solution. Be in veg, that's it.
Save Our Planet. An analysis of Antarctic ice cores by Australian researchers reveals that unprecedented snowfall in the Antarctic has occurred in the same time frame as a period of significant drought in Australia, with both being linked to human-caused climate change.
Save Our Planet. As staple food costs reach their highest in 2 years, United Nations scientists forewarn of a global food crisis with increasing food shortages and record prices.
I'm Angelo, the vegan Great Crest Degreed, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, with a health tip of the day. A study published in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology of the United States demonstrated that vitamin D supplements work at a biochemical level that prevent or mitigate asthma. You can obtain vegan vitamin D2 at your health food store or online. Thank you for tuning in. And thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now for the weather around the globe.
In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Antigua and Barbuda, observing its sovereignty gained in 1981. Consisting of three islands of Antigua, Barbuda, and Redonda, this Caribbean nation is home to a variety of ecosystem and wildlife. This include more than 175 species of birds. The nation is known for its gorgeous 365 beaches, one for every day of the year. Cadiz Reef in Antigua, with its vibrant marine life and soft coral, is among the most popular diving locations in the Caribbean. Prominent writer and human rights advocate Ms. Marie Elena John was born and raised in Antigua. We wish the friendly residents of Antigua and Barbuda a wonderful Independence Day.
In intercultural news, Brazil hosts an Islamic art exhibition. Islam, Art and Civilization showcases 400 artworks from Nigeria, Brazil, Iran, Morocco, Mali, Mauritania, Libya, Lebanon and Burkina Faso. The display includes artefacts from the early Islamic and Pahlavi time periods. Carpets, ornaments, sculptures and calligraphy are part of the exhibition. The show is being held in Rio de Janeiro until December 26, 2010, then moves to Sao Paulo and finally to Brasilia, finishing in March 2011. Approximately 1 million people are expected to attend. Kudos Brazil on giving so many an opportunity to enjoy the exquisite beauty of the rich Islamic culture. May we appreciate the wonders of each other's unique heritage for a harmonious world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Muhammad VI Foundation for Environmental Protection, which is dedicated to safeguarding the natural beauty of Morocco. We'll go out and enjoy the garden. Be back soon. Please stay tuned for more informative news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a happier world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment on a foundation in Morocco, which piloted an eco-education program now used by more than 60 nations.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Muhammad VI Foundation for Environmental Protection is dedicated to safeguarding the natural heritage of beautiful Morocco. Founded in 2001 by His Majesty, King Muhammad VI, His Majesty entrusted Her Royal Highness, Princess Lala Hasna, to be president. Her Royal Highness has been fully devoted to initiating and carrying out vital conservation work.
An eco-school program is at the core of the foundation, inaugurated by Her Royal Highness in 2006 as a pilot project. More than 60 nations have now adopted it, encouraging students to appreciate nature and understand the importance of sustainable development as some of its essential components. Another endeavour, Let Our Beaches Smile, advocates for all citizens to join in protecting the rich biodiversity of the nation's 3,500 kilometres of incredible coastline.
The restoration of historical parks and palm groves, improvement of air quality, and the promotion of eco-friendly tourism and alternative energy sources are other aspects of the Foundation's multifaceted programs. Our respectful thankfulness for Your Royal Highness Princess Lala and Muhammad VI Foundation for environmental protection for your earth-loving efforts. May exquisite Morocco flourish evermore in pristine splendor on a calm and viable planet with the great Allah's immense blessings.
Now let's listen to an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Simple Sugar. It is told in Samoan.
Silita se fatau. O te manao se fai falai. Awole ave a yele hani. Fatman mole tu ye se suka. O ye na se suka. Mai tanga te fatau o lua. Val val le ulu. O lo iai ai o le suka fai ngofie. Mai tanga te fatau. Oi? Ele e se suka lave lave. Ha ha.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Iran's Natural Nutrition Society Raw Vegan Diet on Healthy Living.
Amazing people, I love Iran. There is so much light spreading there with the people eating right. My prayer is that all of humankind shall be banned meat forever. Do not let your body be a graveyard for dead animals. Peace to all. Aline from the Netherlands.
Elevated Aline, your insightful message is much appreciated. We are also delighted to see the compassionate veg trend increasing in popularity among the spiritual Iranian people. May heaven's munificent light shine on you and the forward-thinking people of the Netherlands.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with hope and joy. Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Uruguayan President Jose Mujica announces a legislative measure being sent for parliamentary approval that invites private investment in projects such as railroads, highways, and seaports to expand infrastructure development for the benefit of all fellow citizens.
Speaking in his role as mediator for talks between Azerbaijan and Armenia regarding the Nagorno-Karabakh region, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev conveys the hope that an outline for a more formal agreement will be in place by December.
In a meeting with Yemeni Shura Council Chairman Abdul Aziz Abdul Ghani, British House of Lords Speaker Baroness Hayman affirms the government's full support of unity and democracy in Yemen.
A collaborative 12-year study of people age 18 to 94 by Stanford University and other researchers in the USA reveals that as people get older, they become happier, more emotionally balanced, and more caring.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's wife, Sarah, and Jerusalem Mayor Nir Burkat launch a nationwide breast cancer awareness campaign as they illuminate Jerusalem's historic old city walls in symbolic pink lights.
Hosted by Afghan former journalist Rahim Mirzad, the TV game show Treasure offers the opportunity for citizens to win welcome cash while lifting spirits and fun at the same time.
Researchers from the UK and South Korea discovered that they can grow stem cells from a yew tree, which could lead to the low-cost production of paclitaxel, a compound found in the tree's bark that is effective in treating various forms of cancer.
Upon examining stone tools from Blombos Cave in South Africa dating back some 75,000 years, researchers discovered that they were made by pressure flaking, suggesting that this highly skilled technique originated in Africa 55,000 years earlier than previously thought.
Jewelry and artworks taken from a gallery in Texas, USA were found in a nearby church with a note requesting that they be returned to the gallery.
Swedish-owned phone company Ncell announces the installation of 7 solar-powered cellular stations at locations along the route to the Mount Everest Base Camp in Nepal, intended to improve communication and safety for the region's residents and mountaineers.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.